Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bears have a really interesting game on Sunday.
While it's Dennis Allen's purview, Ben's the man in charge, so are you going to attack JJ or not?
Nine comes out.
Do all the listeners understand that's JJ McCarthy talking about his own alter ego?
I call him Nine. Nine comes out, and I got to understand, like, okay, he can't be at his peak performance throughout 3.5 hours. So, Nine.
From Grange Park, Illinois, that's just trying to be the best he could possibly be every day.
Nine.
Alex, what's your nickname for yourself?
For when I am terrible at my job for most of the day and then turn it on at the end? Is that what you're talking about?
There was Ken, and then there was the Hawk. And Ken doesn't want anything to do. He's very introverted. He likes his time, his downtime. He likes to be alone. Where the Hawk wants the spotlight. He wants to get out there and fight. He wants to, you know, show his ass a little bit.
Patrick Manley. What's up, Patrick?
What's up, guys? I'd like to be addressed as 65 for the rest of this segment.
65!
This happens to be the studio where a local saxophone legend named Duke Silver records his albums.
I've heard of him. I heard he makes mature women swoon when he plays.
From what I've heard about Duke, he's kind of a private guy. He doesn't want his nosy co-workers discussing his music with him or knowing that he exists.
You got it, Duke.
Don't call me that.
The alter ego. So what did 65 do on game day? And what did you have to do to enable 65 to live his best life?
I would always tape my left wrist first and then tape my right wrist. No, I was just a long snapper. Guys, man, I was just living.
You just show up from the golf course and be ready.
No, that would be practice down at Bourbon A, man. Game day was a little different. I did have to, you know, tune it in a little bit and get ready to go. Make sure Robbie and Brad could do their thing.
Hey. I'm Brad. I'm Dale. You have to call me Dragon.
You have to call me Nighthawk.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat show for you today. We watched a little bit of Thursday Night Football. None of us were impressed. Well, we need to discuss that. Weedsy is on the show at 3 o'clock. Pete Bursich is going to be on the show at 3:25. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, we are going to get into the weeds, man. We are going to get into the weeds of this matchup.
I thought he's at 3. I thought Weedsy's at 3.
No, that's Weedsy, okay. Not Weeds.
All right, Weeds at 5. Yeah.
Getting into the weeds.
Mm.
Alex is here. He's also taking on A-Rod whenever he can. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Chomping at the bit. My bad, everybody. I'm chomping. The bit is being chomped at. We got stuff to get to, stuff to talk about.
Oh, you're going to get texts from the champing people.
Oh, that's right.
One guy in particular.
Oh, man, that guy. Just keep it in your pants, sir. Just leave it. Leave it at home, okay? I'll correct it. I'll champ at the bit instead of chomping at it from here on out. Can I hear what Ben said about Jalen? Everybody's talking about Jalen. Every text we get, people in the hallways, is Jalen playing or not? Like, this is a fast-moving story. Jalen designated to possibly return, now listed as questionable, and Ben talked about him today,
yep.
Right? It's Ben Johnson, the coach, on our guy Jalen Johnson all of a sudden.
Among other news, we're going to open Jalen's window here today, so that'll be exciting.
What has he shown to get you to that point?
That he's healthy. So, yeah, we'll see how long it'll take to get him back in shape. But I think he's a good spot right now. And I think being out on the grass is going to be a good thing for him.
Ben, with Jalen, obviously, and no timetable. And probably, I don't know what you guys were thinking when it first happened. But it seems pretty impressive that he's gotten to this point. I know you said you talked to him in the weight room. What's it kind of say about him that he's gotten himself to this point?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to be out there with his guys. This year has not gone the way he really envisioned it. You come in and it happens during the summer, the initial, and you miss training camp, and then you're hopeful you're back to where you were before, and you know you get hurt in the first game back, and you know it's. I think he really wants to be out there, and so he's worked his tail off to get to this point, and you know, it's on us as coaches to put him in a good spot here going forward to get him ready to compete here in the rest of the year.
You talked about wanting to be at your best football in December down the stretch. Have you let yourself think about what adding Jalen to that defense would do for that vision?
Yeah, I think, you know, we could potentially have some reinforcements coming between, you know, when we get TJ back, when we get Jalen back, when we get Kyler back. I think those are three guys going into the season you had a lot of high hopes for and what they could do. I certainly had a tremendous amount of respect for all three of those guys competing against them the last few years. And so I'll be excited when we get all three back on the field together.
Do you look back on Jalen and think maybe we shouldn't have put him out there at that point, or was that just the information at the time?
No, we trust our medical and, you know, we felt really good about him being healthy and it's happens sometimes, you know. It's he wants to go out there, he wants to compete, he wants to win, and you know, we'll be really smart with the information we have at hand in terms of putting him in a good spot and at the same time helping our team.
Man, I'm really glad to hear the full context. A lot of spring in his step, in his voice, a lot of optimism at the beginning when he's like,
he's healthy. Basically what Ben Johnson is telling you, that this is now just a matter of endurance and conditioning, not a matter of is the injury healed. You're saying like he's healthy,
man.
That's
you know what I keep thinking about. I keep thinking about as I'm listening to that too is like his tone and look on his face when he talked about not having been around Kyler. He talked about, he was asked like if CJ's energy is different than Kyler's, and he's like,
I don't know.
Kyler's only had a couple games. Only had a couple games with Kyler, so I don't know. And then he mentions there, yeah, Jalen doesn't like how this went down. It happened away from us. Remember that context. So Jalen, in addition to all of his regular drive, which is serious, he's like, man, first year for the new guys. I'd like to be here. And this happened on my own time. It doesn't feel great.
Yeah, I think that there's also, like, in the psychology of it with Jalen is he's seen so much losing. He's been in that building for so much losing. And now, it doesn't matter what you think the Bears are going to end up at, but for right now, that building's got to feel pretty great. The team is winning, and yes, they're winning games in the fourth quarter against teams that people think that they should be stomping on, but they're winning. They're 6-3. You look up and you're like, wait, the Packers are behind the Bears in the standings, and I might be able to help keep it that way if they can get some consistent play on the corner. It would be, the irony would be dripping if Jalen plays Sunday and Jaquan doesn't.
I think Jaquan's probably gonna play though. But either way, I don't. It's hard for me to imagine Jalen playing.
Me too.
It really is. I mean, you're questionable. You've literally practiced one day. Even what Ben says, no, those things happen sometime about the coming back week one and then getting hurt again. It's got to be in your head even just a little.
But think about like what we've heard where like, we're doing the Bears hits with Leisure or with Grody. And they're like, yeah, you know, Jalen's been around.
Yeah, it's true. He's been there for a little while.
Jalen's been around. He's been in the weight room. We've seen him around the building. So
acceptable gamesmanship.
Sure.
To just say, yeah, it's possible, and yeah, we feel good. And have Minnesota think, oh man, we got to get ready for that, because that would change what they do. Maybe they won't go zone. Maybe they'll go straight up man to man on Justin if Jalen can be out there.
I don't think so. Don't you want
them thinking about it?
I do, but if I'm Kevin O'Connell, I'm like, go ahead and stick the guy out here who hasn't played in a month or 2 months. Go ahead and stick him on the best receiver in the game. Now maybe you can. If you feel like he can play and he might be able to, let's call it, let's say there's 15 arrows in his quiver for that game. What do you play him? I don't know. Because they could use the help.
You know, for anybody who's wondering, like, why is there so much excitement? I mean, maybe you as a Bears fan have realized how good Jalen is. But it's also this. It's that what Dennis Allen likes to do is so much more effective and doable if he's got a lockdown cover corner who can press up on the line of scrimmage like Jalen loves to.
It's a lot to ask him to do.
For sure. But I mean, eventually. Like, that's why, like, if Dennis Allen had Jalen Johnson as a healthy weapon, it changes some of the stuff he'd be doing at the line of scrimmage and how many people he'd be bringing. And some of those times he shows 7 or 8 and drops a bunch back, he might be bringing a couple more because he can trust a cover corner like Jalen to press.
I just like the idea of someone saying, hey, I am like putting the work in behind the talk. I'm going to do everything I can to get back and get healthy. And then you see it play out. Now, he's got – the Bears have 21 days from right now to get him on the active roster or put him on IR.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really encouraging that he was able to do something today. So Alex and I, like, when we heard this, we're like, wait, is this just perfunctory? Is this what happens with everyone that ends up on the 21-day cycle? Like, is it just what they do? Alex, what did you figure out by going back and looking over the injury reports on Fridays for guys like Travis Homer?
I'm trying to find the exact week, but it was coming off the bye week where he was eligible to return. They started the window.
Him and Austin Booker both.
Yeah. So
practices, right?
This was week 6. Both of them had full practices
but
Thursday,
were listed as out.
Friday, and Saturday, and they were both listed as out.
That's why the Jalen thing is fascinating to me.
So they were both listed out on the Friday?
Yes. After full practices. Hmm. And Jalen is listed as questionable after one practice.
That could just be fun with the injury report.
It could be. It very well could be.
Acceptable gamesmanship.
The Bears had it happen to them.
Well, I don't think that was unacceptable gamesmanship.
It was cheating.
It was cheating. And they were fined, what, $100,000? $100,000?
$100,000.
For the Ravens? That's what's on top of the pyramid. Jalen was on with us earlier in the year, right before surgery. He was talking about, was this after surgery, Tanny? So he was talking about the choice whether to have surgery or whether to rehab and how it would affect him coming back.
First time I chose rehab, I ended up having to get surgery anyway. So I feel like the more that you choose rehab, it's like you're kind of increasing your chances of further injury and pushing back your true recovery time. So, I mean, for me, the first time, it was like, I feel like I can rehab it back. And then clearly when I did get back, everything wasn't all of what I thought it was. And then clearly made it worse and re-injured more things. So for me, it was just trying to get healthy. And I know surgery was a big part of that.
So, yeah, that's after he had chosen the surgery. He's talking about how the first time he didn't, he just tried to rehab it. And then after that different part of the groin went ahead and tore on the man, he decided to have the surgery.
Yeah, that whole interview, he was very vivid in his descriptions of things that was going on with him and waking up and being like, hey, what's that bag doing there?
There was blood dripping down.
Yeah, there was
on the Zoom.
He shared it with people on Instagram too. Like, yeah, he was like,
here's,
hey,
here's my drain bag.
This is what's going on with me. But to have the surgery in late September, he talked with us about a week later. And now here you are, 8 weeks later.
Maybe he's a Wolverine.
Maybe. Maybe he's, and but even,
hot damn, can you imagine? We'll be breathless waiting for the inactives on Sunday morning.
Yeah. What's crazy is that the excitement was even at the ramp up. Like, just the idea of, like, oh, Jalen's got 21 days to get back. Great.
That's why I wanted to hear the Ben in context, was like, because that was shocking just to see that today. And now it elevated quickly.
And now it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
You can be listed on the injury report.
I got to say, it pains me to say it, but it's good job, Alex. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Good job. He nailed his role there with the injury report and stuff. And I've been too hard on you, so I'm going to keep it down. As we said yesterday, 1 an hour. Does that subtle? Is that backhanded compliment?
Yeah,
does that count as my one for this hour?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll see you next hour. I'll have something to go at you about.
It's true.
Tanny, remember, there's no governor on you. The governor is off.
The governor is off. Yeah, it's early vacation. So can you make one with, like, starting the next hour, like 3:01, you can make the next one, or do you have to wait an actual hour?
No, at 3:01, it resets.
Yeah.
It resets after the top of the hour.
That's my first opportunity to take a shot at Alex. And you can't blow it too early, or else you spend the rest of the hour counting, you know, looking at the clock.
Looking at ways to get at Alex. Poor Alex. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's some bad football being played by a former Bear last night.
It's tough, man.
We will discuss next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's tough, man, because Aaron Glenn's going to sit up here and talk about how he needs to watch the tape. You don't need to watch anything. Justin Fields is not an NFL quarterback. Like, let's just be honest. And you can't sit here and tell your team and before games and want them to rally and want them to give you all they got when you're not giving your team everything they need to be successful. I mean, she shouldn't have played in the second half. The tape don't lie. I'm on the field. We watch missed throws, bad mechanics. He doesn't trust his feet. We said in the pregame he needs to see it and throw it. I mean, there's guys literally like this. Like, Pop Warner football with their hand.
Like this.
One time, like me and Barbara saying, Breece turned around was like this. That's not the NFL. You got to see it and go. And it's just, it's redundant. And it's tired. And I feel bad for those guys because you could tell they're still playing with pride.
Willie Colon.
Saying it.
Yeah, he is.
That was tough to watch last night. It's Spiegel & Holmes here on The Score.
It was bad.
Watching Justin Fields, especially in that fourth quarter, for me, when they were down 2 scores. They're down 10.
And you're like, come on.
Well, they're down 10, and then he fumbles the snap and kind of and doesn't just like pounce on the ball. He takes 2 sort of cautious grabs at the ball.
It was a bit of a weird play because he takes his eye off it. It's a low snap. And then it's the, I think it's the guard. He kicks the ball and him. So then he's like, okay, I got to get balance and then go get the ball. But yeah, it's the first drive, by the way, of that game couldn't have gone better for him.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then after that, you know, Drake May and those guys, they were phenomenal.
They really were. And Drake May is his own story, obviously. But for our purposes, watching Justin in the fourth be down 10 and then have the fumble, as discussed, and then be down 13 and need to drive with urgency.
There wasn't a lot of it.
There was not a lot of urgency, and it was really slow, taking a lot of time. Aaron Glenn's on the sideline giving the, come on, man, hurry up signal.
It wasn't just taking time to get to the plays. It was taking time inside of the plays, too.
And standing at the line of scrimmage or in the gun, like for 5-10 seconds, just all the clock just being eaten. And then he's taking time in the plays, like you're saying, and sometimes checking it down to a back who gets tackled 4 yards in front of you so the clock continues to run. And it's like, what are we doing? This is not how you play quarterback in what, game 10 of this far into your career? When you, for, it's a terrible team and a terrible organization, but dude, that's on you to know what to do.
I agree. And I know there's new pieces, right, because you've made these trades over the last couple days. Your best receiver went on IR. All of that stuff. It just didn't look good at all.
It didn't look like pro quarterbacking with urgency in the fourth quarter when you've been in the league this long. And it's, and you know, Tanny and I were talking about it before the game, and he's like, this is it for Justin, right? Like, he's not going to get another chance to be the man.
No,
somewhere.
He's going to have to work back as a backup. Yeah. Like, he's going to have to show and prove that he's going to need an opportunity inside of being a backup for a 2 or 3 game stretch where it looks like he is the guy, or he can be a guy whose career is resurrected like some of the other guys that we've seen.
And some, I mean, there are some dudes out there who are highly skilled who've lasted as backups into their late 30s. I thought of Josh Johnson. Isn't he somewhere like people still think that dude can play?
He's still in the commercials, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's just like one
37?
That came to mind.
37?
He might even be older than that, Lawrence. He might even be older than that. But like, and I think he's still in the league for somebody. But like, that's guy, but like something like that, I can't imagine a team ever saying again, Justin's my guy.
Oh, he's with Washington.
He is, huh? And isn't he 39? Something like that?
Hang on. Getting a bio.
Thank you, Al.
He is 30.
You cannot win with a Fields at quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
Does he have legs? Yes.
Yes, he does.
Hold on a minute. Is that new? Is that new information?
No. Yeah, Josh Johnson is with Washington. He is 39 years old.
39 years old.
And he played in the game against Detroit.
Man. I mean, I don't know if you can win with Fields. Does he have legs?
You cannot win with a Fields at quarterback. Does he have legs? Yes.
I mean,
is he saying with Fields or with a Fields?
Anybody named Field.
You cannot win with a Fields at quarterback.
Yeah, he can't.
Does he have legs? Yes.
He does.
So Mrs. Fields.
When he said today, you know,
how about,
we have very high standards.
Who?
How could you say you have very high standards and send that guy out to play quarterback?
Oh, man.
Plus, we don't want to run him too much. You know, we don't want to get him hurt. Why? He can't throw.
Oh, man.
If he's not running, he is worthless.
Oh,
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, that doesn't sound nice.
Did Kim Fields ever play quarterback?
I don't think so.
She should have.
Chip Fields.
Josh Fields did, right?
Yeah, he did.
Who's Josh Fields?
And Alexis Fields.
Former Sox third baseman. Played third base during
Oklahoma
the Burley.
State?
Yeah. Played third base during the Burley Perfecto.
Wow.
Good college football quarterback.
Yeah. Hit the slam, right.
He was a good college football quarterback. Good job, Alex. See?
I don't know. That one's questionable.
What?
You're behind the sticks right now, and that's questionable.
No, I meant it. That was a good job. I forgot Josh Fields. It just completely left me right there. How about Marshall Fields? You know, can't win with him at quarterback either.
No, he's been dead.
He's been dead for more than 100 years.
Sign's still on the building though.
Yeah, it is. I visited a friend the other day who was having coffee at Chicago Athletic Association. And I always love going to check out the little display to the left of the elevators when, you see that Marshall Fields and it was at Spalding. Was it Albert Spalding? I forget, but you know, guy's name was Spalding. And
get your foot off the boat.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Spalding. Exactly.
When your ship comes in.
And Mr. Wrigley. That was very good, Ted Knight.
Thank you.
And Mr. Wrigley, they all conspired to keep Charlie Comiskey out of the Chicago Athletic Association.
I mean,
they didn't want him to be part of it. They're like, screw that guy. Make him wait.
It's the part of Eight Men Out that people tend to forget.
That's what we should have guessed as the Pope's favorite movie.
When
we
Eight
were
Men Out?
When we were guessing what the Pope's favorite movies were, and we were guessing Striptease and Showgirls, of course.
You were, by the way.
Yeah. I was talking all Chicago movies. That was my bit.
I believe that. That's right. But the answers were Ordinary People, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
Sound of Music, It's a Wonderful Life, and Life is Beautiful. We should have guessed Eight Men Out, because I could see White Sox fan Pope hanging out watching that John Sayles feature.
Yes.
No?
When Sayles sings in the train car about them blowing ball games.
I'm forever blowing ball games.
Such a great, great, great thing.
God, it's such a good movie. I'll watch it with the Pope.
You will?
Yeah.
Will you watch it with Alex, though?
Absolutely. Alex, I'd be thrilled to watch that movie with you. But the Pope's Hall of Fame room is probably pretty spectacular.
Alex, have you seen Eight Men Out?
I have not.
Oh, man, it's a good one. Get them put on the list.
We should make a trip to the Vatican and deliver the VHS version of it to the Pope because he's a White Sox fan.
Yes, with a VHS player.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. When we come back, we've got stuff to do and stuff to talk about. Dan Weeder is going to join us to break down this matchup next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Weederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.